Our text for this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 15, verses 4 through 7. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. The strength, the idea of strength and unity is portrayed in this text. And this strength and unity is a rather effective strategy. It works in several areas of life, such as marriage, government, the workplace, and so on. But how about on spiritual matters? As mere human beings, without the work of Jesus, we cannot unite with God. And don't have this strength and unity. People can unite under the same heathen principles, sure, but they cannot be united with God on their own without Jesus. But thankfully, Jesus has united us with him and has also united us with each other. We are united in Christ by his saving grace, and we can praise him together forever. May the Holy Spirit bless our study this morning as we consider Paul's words to the Romans. We are blessed to be united with God. Jesus Christ took on human flesh to serve in uniting us to our Savior God. We are united in his saving grace. Because of this, we may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As well as being united in his saving grace, we are also united in praising him as well. We can praise him because we have faith in him, who is the one in whom we hope. The hope that we have in him can be described as an expectation pertaining to matters spoken of in his promises. And this hope comes to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Later on in this 15th chapter of Romans, Paul requests that God fill the Roman Christians with joy and peace so that they may abound in hope. The Holy Spirit brings this about by showering people with the means of grace, with the endurance and encouragement of the Scriptures, which is that blessed means of grace, the Holy Spirit gives us hope. With the word, the Spirit fills us with all peace and joy. The scriptural message surely does bring about joy. Happiness abounds when the Holy Spirit creates faith that clings to Jesus. Serenity thrives in our hearts when the Holy Spirit creates faith that clings to the peace bringer, Jesus. This peace and joy go along with the Spirit-given hope, which is the expectancy of the promised result given to us by the work done by the suffering servant and eternal King, Jesus. We are united with God because of his saving grace given to us in Christ Jesus. Because of this blessed love, we now have hope in the promise of glory which shall be given to us when Christ returns to take us home. We who were once an alien people have been united with God by Jesus. We have been washed clean, and we await the call to take us home, where there will be no more tears. All of this is told in the Scriptures. We are saved, and our faith clings to this promise, giving us much joy and peace. With this joyful and peaceful promise of salvation, we stand united, hoping in the glorious promise that awaits us in heaven. Until then, we are tied to this earth. While we are tied to this earth, we are told to endure, and we are also told to welcome one another. We as human beings find it incredibly easy to be resentful towards one another or irritated by one another's words or actions. In school or at work or wherever you are, you may think, she is so annoying. She should just shut her mouth. Or, I've had it with this guy. If he says one more thing, I'm going to sock him in the face. Frustration comes with any form of relationship, even relationships between Christians. It's not good. In fact, it's ugly. Remember, though, that we have been united with God. We remember that Christ came to serve us. He came to save us. He patiently endured all the way through Calvary so that we may have hope in everlasting life. Until then, endure one another. Welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you For those of you who are irritated by friends or others at school or work, approach one another as Christ would. If they're oppressive, turn the other cheek. If they're mean, be kind in return. If they commit wrongdoing, admonish them with care. Endure one another as Christ endured you. So knowing this, that Christ has united us with God and has welcomed us as his own, don't just welcome one another, endure one another only, but encourage one another in faith. Build up each other in love. Remember Christ's sacrifice and rejoice. Join each other in praising God. Encourage one another to use the gifts given to them by God so that they may glorify him. If one of your friends is struggling with sad things going on in their lives, remind them of the hope they have in Christ. If they are lacking in confidence, remind them that God equips us with every gift and talent that we need, and of those gifts, the greatest being his love. If you think one of your Christian friends has the gifts to help at church, encourage them to use these gifts in the work of God's kingdom. If you think one of your Christian friends has the gifts to be a pastor or teacher, talk to them about it. Ask them to consider. If they continue on this path, encourage them to strive towards that rewarding position and remind them that the Lord will be with them every step of the way. In light of Christ's blessed work, endure and encourage one another in love. So, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to tell you this. I am able to call you brothers and sisters in Christ because he is the one who has united you and me with God. We, who were once an alien people to God, Jesus has changed this. He has reconciled us to God. He has united us with him. In this blessed unity, brothers and sisters, let us run the race of endurance, encouraging one another every step of the way, so that when the end draws near, we may receive that in which we hope for, which is the crown of life. Amen. We'll close with hymn 96, stanzas 1 and 4.